This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, if we were to ponder over some of the causes behind why many of us constantly sin, we would find that one of the leading causes is a lack of this sense of being under the surveillance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This lack of feeling the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching over us. And so we lack the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is one of the leading causes behind why we transgress the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day in, day out. But in our daily lives, wherever we go, wherever we are, we are being watched and we're under surveillance by cameras. And so imagine if you were driving and you saw a speed camera, what would you do? Would you continue to speed or would you slow down? If a thief, he saw security cameras, would he dare go and rob that place, that shop, or that home? And so now imagine. Imagine that each and every single one of us had a camera in front of us, watching our every single move from the day we're born until the day we die. Would we dare do things that we do today? We wouldn't. We would be afraid. What would the people think of me? What would my friends think of me? What would my relatives think of me? And so we're afraid of what? We're afraid of becoming exposed. We're afraid of disgrace. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the question is, how about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created you? The one who brought you into this world? The one who is constantly taking care of you, providing for you, day in, day out. The one who is constantly watching you. The one who has knowledge of absolutely everything. Even the most remote and tiniest of things. The one who knows, has full knowledge of the movement of a black ant on a black rock in the dark night. The one who knows every single leaf that drops to the ground from every single tree on the face of this earth. The one who has knowledge of that which is seen, that which we can see and perceive with our senses, and that which we cannot perceive and see with our senses, that which we have discovered until today, and that which is still beyond what we have discovered. Our problem today, my dear brothers and sisters, is that we are missing this sense of the surveillance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are missing this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should have in our hearts. And instead, we fear the people. We don't mind committing sin behind closed doors, but we wouldn't commit those sins if it was in front of people. Why? Because we fear people more than we fear Allah. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us the exact opposite. فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not fear them, but rather fear me if indeed you are true believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, He conditioned our iman to the fear of Allah instead of the fear of the people. فَلَا تَخْشَوُ النَّاسَ وَخْشَوْنَ. Do not fear the people, but rather fear me. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to develop this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where does it come from? It comes from the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we are conscious of Allah, completely aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching over us, this is when we will develop that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want us to ponder over this hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith Qudsi, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يقول الله عز وجل. Allah عز وجل says, وعزتي لا أجمع على عبدي خوفين ولا أجمع له أمنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by my might, I will never bring together, making my servant to suffer fear twice, meaning once in the dunya and once in the akhirah. Nor will I allow my servant to feel safe and secure twice, meaning once in the dunya and once in the akhirah. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا أَمِنَنِي فِي الدُّنْيَا أَخَفْتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَإِذَا خَافَنِي فِي الدُّنْيَا أَمَّنْتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And so, if he feels safe in the dunya, he feels safe and secure, he commits sin day in, day out, he doesn't fear me, he's safe. He feels that everything's okay. I can commit these sins. Nothing's going to happen to me. Then I will make him to suffer from fear on the day of judgment. But if he fears me in this dunya, he doesn't transgress my limits because he fears my punishment, then I will make him to feel safe and secure on the Day of Judgment. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayati wadh-dhikr al-hakim aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimin min kulli dhanbin wa khati'ah fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. My dear brothers and sisters, what is the standard by which people look at who is a man? Is a man someone who is rich? Someone who is well off? Or is a man someone who is brave and courageous, who doesn't fear anyone? He does whatever he wants because he's not afraid of anyone. Rather, everyone is afraid of him. Is that the definition of who a man is? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He gives us the definition of true men. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are men. After he mentioned that it is men who stand in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فِي بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ, in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, Allah describes these men. رِجَال, they are men who are not distracted by trade, by business. From what? From the remembrance of Allah. Nor from establishing their salah. Nor from giving in zakah. Their day-to-day lives, they're seeking sustenance, making a living. None of that distracts them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from establishing their salah, from paying their zakah, and so they are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not heedful or not heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, after mentioning this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further describes them. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. And they are men who, they fear a day in which the eyes and the hearts will tremble out of fear. And so these are men who their fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does not cause them to transgress against the bounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set. They fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so they don't transgress against others. They don't harm anyone. either with their words or with their actions. They fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the punishment of Allah. And so they don't harm themselves, because they know that every single disobedience to Allah, it means oppression to the self, injustice to oneself. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, these are men who are fully aware that they will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a day, يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ, for a day in which even the innermost secrets in the hearts will become exposed. My dear brothers and sisters, that is a day that they fear. A day that will be extremely hot. A day that will be so hot. For some of us in this dunya, we can't go a few minutes if the power goes out in the summer and we don't have any air condition. Some of us, we can't go even a few minutes without that. So how about a day that will last 50,000 years? A day in which the sun will only be the distance of a mile away. It is because of this, my dear brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shade certain people under His shade on this day in which there will be no shade except His shade. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us that there are seven who will be under that shade on the Day of Judgment. If we were to observe who these seven are, we would find that they had this quality. They had this quality of constantly being, feeling that they are under the watchful eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the surveillance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so one of these individuals, a man who, a very beautiful woman, who had a high status in society, she called him, invited him to zina. And so he said, no, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another man who went into seclusion, where no one can see him, and he remembers his sins. And he remembers that he will stand before Allah being brought to account for these sins. And so as a result, his eyes shed tears. He doesn't fear the people. He's in seclusion. No one is watching him. And so he shed his tears out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, "Man khafa adlaj, wa man adlaja balagha al-manzil. Ala inna sil'ata Allahi ghaliyah, ala inna sil'ata Allahi al-jannah." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the one who fears, meaning that a person who fears an enemy or highway robbers, when he sets out on his journey, he fears his enemy, or he fears someone will attack him on this journey. What does he do? Adlaj. He sets out on his journey in the beginning of the night. And whoever sets out on his journey in the beginning of the night, then he will reach his destination safe and sound. And so we in this dunya are on a journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who will reach their destination in Jannah are those who will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they will work hard. They will set out on this journey fearful of Allah, and they will work hard to reach their destination. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً, that the commodity of Allah is extremely precious, expensive. أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ, and the product, the commodity of Allah is nothing but Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. As for those who fear standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they prevent themselves from following their desires, it is they who will end up in the home of Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among those who fear Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to make us from among the inhabitants of Jannah. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمر ربكم جل في علاه. فقال تعالى قولا كريما, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد, ورضى اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي, وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين, وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات, إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم ارفع عنا الوباء والغلاء والزلازل وسوء المحن والفتن, ما ظهر منها وما بطن, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم, واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم, ولذكر الله أكبر, والله يعلم ما تصنعون.